Hello and welcome back to Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. We've had a little bit of an interlude and we're resuming now, and we're going to start today in a study of the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. So let's pray before we come to God's word. Our gracious Lord, as we ask you to open this glorious letter to us with all of its pervading truths and its invasive commands as to how we should live in the light of them, we pray that you will light up our hearts with the glory of your goodness and your incredible love to us in Christ, and the way that you have redeemed us and set us apart and equipped us by your Spirit to live lives that please you. So we ask that you minister to us through your word as we start this course of study. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. So we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 1 to 6. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus: grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. So the title for the series is The Radiant Bride. And what does that mean? Well, it means that that's what God calls the church in our day. From when Jesus initiated the church on the day of Pentecost by pouring out his Spirit, all the way through the ages, he has been preparing for himself, ready for when he returns to take her to himself, his own bride. And that is the name that is given to the church of Jesus Christ. And she is radiant. What he does in her is to prepare glory for himself, and she shines in this world, and she will shine through eternity, just like any bride on her wedding day. It's the bride's day, we say, don't we, with the wedding. But there are two lines from a hymn that I'd like to bring out here. The hymn is "The Sands of Time Are Sinking," and there's a line in that hymn which says, "The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face." And that's rather beautiful, because it actually epitomizes what we're going to be looking at. We're going to see that the radiance of the bride is the bridegroom. It's Jesus Christ who shines through his people and makes his glory seen in his church. In 2016, on New Year's Eve, I was in a boat in Sydney Harbour waiting for the New Year fireworks. And as the time approached, we were actually all facing the way of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the sky lit up with multiple lights as all of those fireworks magnificently exploded above us, and the display was glorious. Well, you might have seen, if you've not been able to get there, something of that on television, or if not, the New Year celebration fireworks in London. Now, this opening passage here, this incredible opening sentence, and it's all one sentence, these few opening few verses, remind me of a firework display. It's like God has sort of launched into the sky all of these multiple fireworks that suddenly explode and cascade light in various colours in front of your eyes, as Paul is used by the Spirit to write in his word truth after truth after truth, all revealing the glory of God in Christ. So here's what we're looking at today, the praise of his glorious grace, that phrase that's at the end of verse 6. And look at this queue of incredible truths. He has chosen us in him before the creation of the world. He has predestined us for the adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. He has given us redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And all of this in accordance with his magnificent purpose, his great grace. And it all shines with the goodness and the greatness and the glory of our God. Now, let's look at this with a little bit of structure, because we're going to sort of be looking at the oncoming verses. Paul is talking about those who first trusted in Christ. We see that a little later in these verses. In verse 11, he says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined, etc. But then he says in verse 13, and you also were included in Christ. So what he's outlining is the foundational work of God in the church in doing all of this on those who first believed. So what God does is he establishes the rock solid basis on which the church is going to be built. And the word comes from that rock foundation right the way through to you, believer, this morning. You also were included. Now, although that's not strictly speaking in our first six verses, it means that we can take every single truth that is exposed here and we can say, this is what God has done for me. He chose me before time and put his purpose upon me. And in time, when it was actually his time for me to be saved, he reached out and he took hold of me and he brought me into his love. He opened my eyes and he showed me Christ. He exploded in my life the whole business of redemption and forgiveness of sins. He took me from the darkness of my lostness into the light of the discovery of Jesus. And here is where you are this morning. So as you go into this day, carry these truths in your heart. Here is what God has done, and it's irreversible. He has you forever, and he will never let you go. And he's surrounded you with all of this goodness, which is to the praise of his glorious grace. What grace, what glory, what praise should be ours. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we ask that you do explode these lights in our hearts and in our minds, that we might see all of this glory, that we might taste of something of the sparkle of all of the life that you have caused to be within us, so that we might praise indeed this glorious grace. Help us to be walking on air, as it were, this morning, as we bask in the light of your love, as we realize that this is what you have done and this is what you have revealed to us in your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.